Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Linda Newton. The scripture is Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 15. Bicycles given away, 1,500. Boxes of food given away, 1,500. Prayers offered, 1,500. All of this happened in one night. For several years, my son volunteered to be a part of this annual Christmas giveaway sponsored by a local church in Mobile, Alabama. News of the giveaway was by word of mouth. On the day it was to happen, cars were in line by 6 p.m. The actual giveaway began at midnight. Bicycles were donated by individuals and businesses. All were new bikes put together by volunteers on the nights preceding the event. The volunteers may have thought, some of these people do not deserve bikes. They're not trustworthy. The pastor's instructions were that everyone who came was to receive a bike. It didn't matter how they were dressed or what kind of car they might have driven. We don't know their stories. There are times when we rely on faith to trust people. The donors trusted that the recipients used the bicycles in the proper way. The recipients trusted that they were being treated fairly by the volunteers. A few years ago, I bought an automobile at a local dealership and have continued to have my car serviced there. Each time I have taken the car to be serviced, the agent has told me exactly what was needed, how much it would cost, and what it might need in the next service. If I ask them to check something, they do and tell me what I need to know. I have found them to be trustworthy. Recently, one of my tires was losing air. I took it to the dealership and was told that there were two nails in my tire at the same spot. It was late in the day and there was no time to replace the tire. They assured me that it was safe to drive. When I returned to have the tire changed, they found that I had a warranty on the tire, which expired that day, and so I paid nothing for the tire. In the next few months, I plan to look for another car and hope that I will find what I want at that dealership. On the other hand, I recently ordered some shoes online. They were a brand that I like and at a much lower price than usual. The shoes arrived and were nothing like what was advertised. I will avoid that site in the future. Today's parable is one of the most difficult to explain. Instead of looking for an explanation, maybe we can see that it is about doing a good thing for the people we encounter and help them to trust the goodness of God. We don't have to understand everything to do a good thing. Let us pray. Gracious God, help us to put our trust in you and to live so that others will find us trustworthy. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.